Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Joe, welcome back.
Limits, have I expressed how angry I am toward you today?
Yes, you have a couple of times.
I think I'm taking out my anger from my home situation of my lawn getting dug up at the moment on you,
so
and I apologize.
That's okay, and I apologize if I have any anger towards you based on the things that I'm dealing with people saying dumb things in my chat for Wiffle Ball.
Yeah, well, I have a problem over-expressing my anger, and you have a problem under-expressing yours. So between us both, I guess it's the right amount.
I think that's true. But when I reach a breaking point,
yes,
not great.
I know. I know that. Did you hear about this this rookie for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? No, he's a second-year guy. Desmond Watson.
No.
He came in at 464 pounds. No, he is. He's an undrafted rookie. 464 pounds.
Oh, from Florida?
Yeah.
He's
the heaviest player in NFL history. But he says he's already lost 27 pounds, which brings him down to 437. Was that was that throw weight in 180?
Yeah, what a significant change.
He said, I weighed 437 late last week. That's the journey I've got to take to be successful. It's good for clicks to be the biggest player ever, but to be successful, I have to lose some weight. Limits, 464 pounds. See, that gets to this idea that I've had. Is there a spot? Obviously, there is in football. You would think at some point for a guy just to stand there and be unmovable, or is there? It's like this goalie thing where I've said you could have a sumo wrestler whose dimensions are pretty much the size of a goal net.
Yes.
And he could sit there and read a book the whole game. And if the puck just hits off him, you'll never score.
Seeing a sumo wrestler in person for the first time at the McAfee event made me realize just how big those people are that sumo wrestle.
Right. So is there a spot, like, could you use a 464-pound guy, or would even he get destroyed?
Well, mobility would obviously be a problem for him if he'd have to move. Could you imagine a sumo wrestler on the Fleury save in the 09 Stanley Cup Final? You think the sumo wrestler would get over in time?
He wouldn't have to. The sumo wrestler, if he's the dimensions of the hockey net, would never let a puck in. That's what I'm saying.
The sumo wrestler would also... Like, what happens if the sumo wrestler like loses his stick? You're basically saying that the sumo wrestler...
He wouldn't even need a stick. He just sits there.
He meditates.
He sits and meditates the whole game.
So he doesn't have to pay any attention to the game. He just takes up the
entire... Right. He could be watching and looking at his phone. Like, like what's his name? Rodolfo Castro.
Rounding second to go to third. He's on his way to third. He slides in and his cell phone is out of his pocket.
He could be. Do you have a Didi from the PM guys yesterday on Shador Sanders?
Yes.
I'd like to hear that if you wouldn't mind.
This is also in reaction to what happened when Dylan Gabriel was picked.
How would you handicap that situation?
I mean, I'm stunned. I don't know what else that you could. You're asking me personally. I can't. There's a way that I can answer this and I can toe the line and be a responsible sideline reporter and all of that, but I'll tell you, it completely, absolutely blew my mind in every way possible, especially after they had taken
Andrew
Gabriel.
Barry.
Wow. I've been saying this for days and nobody's come up with an answer, including you when I asked you to look it up and you're the beat writer. Has any team ever taken a quarterback in the third and fifth rounds? How many teams?
We didn't find any.
How many teams? Well, we didn't look. How many teams have taken a quarterback in the third and fifth round? Washington took RG3 and Kirk Cousins in the same draft, but RG3 was going to be the franchise guy, and they took Cousins because, for one thing, it's good to have an asset, a young, talented starter, and for the other, and that was unusual too, by the way, highly unusual. For another, you don't know how things are going to work out with the first guy, so you take the second guy. Maybe they can grow together, whatever. But neither one of these guys is projected to be your starter anytime soon. You just took quarterbacks in the third and fifth round. I've never seen it happen, Limits. Are you looking it up even as I speak?
Yes. So this is actually the fifth time. So the Browns are the 11th team to draft two quarterbacks in 1 year in the seven-round era.
Wow. And how long is the seven-round era?
That is dating back to, I believe, the 80s.
Okay.
It's the fifth time we've seen a team draft two quarterbacks outside of the first round. This is from Steven Ruiz. It's the smallest spread, which was 50 picks, between quarterback selections, easily beating the previous record of 100.
That's what I'm saying. And that leads to the conspiracy theories of, they were told either by the Haslams or some strange thing happened with the league or something. I'm not buying into that, believe me. Although Haslam, I wonder about. Somebody doing a favor for Dion, something, so this kid doesn't become Mr. Irrelevant or not get drafted at all. It was just very, very odd. And I feel the same way Aditi felt, which was beyond stunned. Beyond stunned. Because it's never happened before. Never. Why would you do that? Do you have an explanation?
It's because the owner stepped in and basically said, I cannot believe this guy is still falling. We have to take him. Now, whether that's because he thinks he's really good or he just wants the flair of Shedeur Sanders, the bright lights, here you go, this guy is on our team. We have a budding star, somebody who is famous. We might as well just draft him, even though we have Dylan Gabriel.
I think I've bottomed out, Limits.
Yeah.
I went golfing yesterday with a guy named Rock and his wife. They were on one card, I was on another.
Was it Rock the Panther?
I don't think so.
No, not Rock the Panther.
Over at North Park, and I kept saying, this is incrinculant, like some sort of, I don't know, Rain Man or something. And now I told them that my daughter was at her prom last night, and now I get a text from him saying, was the prom incrinculant? It just spreads to people. I fear of what I've sown. I have, I broke Ron. He was singing to himself by the time I'm convinced I'm the reason he retired, by the way. This dude was never going to retire. People were taking bets on, whether it would just all end one day on the studio with Ron at 89 years old.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't be able to get up. They'd have to tear the jersey off him, so to speak. He left unexpectedly, and I think part of it was because he would tell me he would wake up in the middle of the night singing the same ditties that I sing in here.
What?
Yes.
I never knew that.
You do this.
That's terrifying.
I hear you back there. I don't even know if you do it. You're singing back there.
Occasionally. I'm losing my mind slowly.
People saying these words. This man is a very upstanding man. He's a teacher. He's a good golfer. Seems to have a very happy family. And he's texting me the word incrinculant this morning. I fear of what I've wrought.
That's incrinculant, Joe. Here's the thing. It just shows the level of pull that you have. The level of influence that one Joe Starkey has.
I don't know.
To the populace. The populace loves being able to consume more Joe Starkey. They need more.
I don't know if this is funny or tragic when I get was the prom incrinculant?
I mean, a little bit of both.
Yeah, probably.
Depending on how you want to interpret it.
So I'm with Aditi on that one. I really am. Let me hear that again, as a matter of fact, because Aditi is very hooked in. Like, she's old school with sources. I think Arthur Smith is a source of hers around here. I know she knows people in Cleveland, covers that team. I just want to hear that again.
How would you handicap that situation?
I mean, I'm stunned. I don't know what else that you could... You're asking me personally. I can't... There's a way that I can answer this, and I can toe the line and be a responsible sideline reporter and all of that, but I'll tell you, it completely, absolutely blew my mind in every way possible, especially after they had taken...
Do you think Andrew Berry...
I mean... Just go look at the video that made the rounds last Saturday immediately on social media, where you had Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry clapping like they were being told if they didn't clap, they would be summarily fired that instant.
Like they're in the movie 1984. You will clap now.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, it was comical on one hand, and all I could think of was, please, a thought bubble, some truth serum for Kevin Stefanski. Here's a guy thinking, I was this close. Remember the old saying, sanity, I missed it by that much.
That much.
This guy was this close to escaping this Deshaun Watson nightmare, with the team owner saying we swung and missed. I mean, I think we can pretty much say that Deshaun Watson's going to be done in Cleveland with a comment like that. Plus, Watson now, it's out of sight, out of mind, because he's got the injury. He's not coming back anytime soon. Probably never going to play it down for them again. What a nightmare that was for Stefanski. And he's probably thinking, all right, we might not be good at the quarterback position.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
But I've got Pickett, I've got Flacco, took this kid Dylan Gabriel, and now we're going to bring in the Deion circus? Am I going to have Deion Sanders texting me now on what to do with my quarterbacks? That's all I was thinking as I looked at Stefanski. He was stunned they took Shador Sanders.
Barry looked even more frustrated. He had a look on his face. Like, you know that meme of that like kid that just looked at the camera and he's just like blank staring? That was Andrew Berry. Yeah. He was like literally in a trance, staring into outer space like, do I really
Whose quarterback
have to deal
situation
with this?
Is worse, the Steelers or the Browns right now? Whose is worse?
So this is without Aaron Rodgers we're factoring in, right?
Right now, okay. if you want to say with and without Rodgers, you could certainly do that. Limits. Your options are, they're limitless here.
Yes. I think I'd still rather have the Steelers because I don't think Joe Flacco has anything left. Kenny Pickett, I don't know. And I don't think Dylan Gabriel was worth a third-round pick. I mean, really? And then Sanders, again, you're bringing the circus in, and Deshaun Watson is Deshaun Watson. Cleveland is definitely...
I think they're worse, too. I think Rudolph might be better than anybody they have right now.
I think he is. That just shows the level of, dysfunction that Cleveland has.
And yet I am, as I mentioned a couple days ago, and then I think somebody on the old Twitter line took this completely wrong. I am still wondering. I think it's fair to still wonder if Kenny Pickett would get it together or if Shador will be good. I mean, it may turn out that the Browns outfoxed everybody. But how many times has that line ever been uttered in NFL history, at least before Jim Brown? How the Browns have outfoxed everybody. I think Shador is a talented kid and tough. And as I mentioned yesterday, I think he's handled all this incredibly gracefully, which I think if you're judging, you know, how's this guy going to be moving forward, I think that's a plus.
It is, and look, Stefanski's a two-time coach of the year for a reason. Should he be one or two? Who cares about that argument? He's a good offensive.
What do you mean he's a coach of the year for good reason? He's unbelievably overrated.
I agree with that, but what I am getting at is that I think he's a solid offensive mind. Like, he might not be very good as a head coach.
His offensive mind sucks. No, it doesn't. I've had too much coffee. I just want to disagree with everything.
That's fine. We could have one of those days.
He has, though. He, at times against the Steelers, when it's been obvious all they had to do was run the ball, the dude falls in love with the passing game. He's way out of wins against the Steelers.
He has, especially when he's had healthy Nick Chubb and he's had opportunities.
Of course,
with him.
He's also beaten the Steelers.
Yes. In a playoff game, I might add.
Well, not just a playoff game. He's beaten him with, what was the guy's name?
Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Yeah. He beat him with Jameis Winston.
Dorian DTR, yes. And then he beat him with Winston, for God's sakes. What are we doing
Pretty decent offensive mind there.
Come on. What is Mike Tomlin doing? How come we don't talk about that more?
What are they doing, Joe? What are they doing?
I don't think we've talked about that enough. Maybe that's because Pony and Donnie gave them a pre-Browns pass last year to lose that game. Remember that?
The Pony pass. I do remember. Yes, the Pony free pass. If they lose Thursday Night Football in the snowstorm, it's all okay.
They lost to Jameis Winston on a Thursday night because Artie Smith's best idea while his starting quarterback was actually hot at the time was to bring in the frozen cadaver of Justin Fields to throw the ball on one of the biggest plays of the game when he hadn't thrown a pass in over a month and was frozen.
Yeah, they had to defrost him like an ice block. They had some of those dryers on the sideline, you know, sit by the heater and make sure he warmed up.
And Tomlin let it happen. And it was also because the big, bad physical Steelers, who have been talking about physicality for 5 years now, couldn't get a yard in Cleveland when they needed one late in the game. And they couldn't stop Jameis Winston from going down the field at the end of the game. With all the pass rushers and their highly paid defense, they couldn't stop blanking Jameis Winston in Cleveland. And the year before, the other dude went down the field at the end of the game, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he?
DTR?
Yes.
Yeah, the other dude. He's terrible, too, and the fact that he was able to slice them up a little bit.
That might be the worst loss of Tomlin's career.
Yeah, the Mike Glennon one was really bad.
I don't know, man. You let DTR walk down the field against the highest-paid defense in football. Have we even talked about these two things enough?
Not enough.
Did they get a pass before that game from Pony and Donnie?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. You lost to the Browns with DTR and Jameis Winston. God. All right.
I don't know what I just said. Go to break.
Are they going to get a Pony Donnie pass on next season as a whole? Or what's happening? Is that going to happen in preseason?
I'm waiting for whenever the free pass day is handed out. Like, I know. Like Kennywood tickets, maybe a pass for some ice cream.
Sure. Yes. Are you going to Kennywood soon?
I haven't been to Kennywood in a while.
I miss Kennywood.
I need to go back.
I used to go with my stepson every summer at the beginning of summer. And one year he said, when you walk through the tunnel and you're in.
Oh, yeah.
He said, now I know summer has begun. And it was so fun. Man. So fun.
That's great.
Now they're all grown up. He's grown up. My kid's grown up. She went to the prom. She's driving around. Now I'm just old and sitting in the dark all the time with no electricity. It feels like the end is nigh or nay. What's the saying, Limits?
Is it a moo point?
It's four nights of complete darkness.
He's right about that. He's right about that. It's all downhill from here. What do we do? Although I have a granddaughter now, and I've been interacting with her lately. She's adorable. She just learned to roll over Limits.
Aw. That's got to be great. That's got to be great to spend time with her.
And they call me Grandpa Joe. And that's
like what I call you sometimes.
But all these people who think, you know, that why don't you retire, you know, grandpa, That type of thing. How old? When they get mad on Twitter. I'm 59.
Okay, I was going to say, how old do you think people think you are?
I know. They think I'm like Bill Belichick or something. Mike Sullivan's 57 and just got hired for a brand new job. He's at the height of his career limits. They think I am Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka. Like, not able to get out of bed, you know, with white hair and a white mustache.
Like, you're as old as Ron.
Yeah, Ron is a great example.
Yeah.
Right. No, I'm in the prime of this media career. I don't feel well. I've had too much coffee on an empty stomach.
You haven't had your birthday this year,
I'm not
right?
That old.
Wait, are you having a big birthday this year?
Yeah, I'll be 60. I just thought of that.
The big birthday. We're going to have to celebrate.
We will. When I was 50, Malzi, who I was doing the show with then, and Kreggers, who's now our boss, had a big party for me, a surprise party, where Ike Taylor said happy birthday. Antonio Brown kind of said happy birthday. Remember he said, doing those calls then?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
This is AB.
Right.
Mr. Starkey. Mr. Incrinculant.
Remember?
I hope your birthday is booming.
He did. He had that service where he would call people and tell them that. So they played that and a bunch of people. And now 10 years have gone by. And now 10 more. And now everything's crumbling.
A friend of mine once got me a birthday cameo video from Travis Swaggerty for my birthday. Too bad it never worked out for Travis Swaggerty, but it was a really nice thought back then.
They struck out on that one.
He was a prospect still at the time. He was like just drafted. I thought it was cool at the time.
Yeah, it was very meaningful, I think. Yeah. Listen to Pomp and Joe. Have I done any reads this hour? Anything?
I don't think so.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. How about these donuts on Fridays? Limits from Oakmont Bakery.
So good. I look forward to them every Friday.
The cinnamon muffins are to die for. Have you had those things? Unbelievable.
Yes. Very good. And the blueberry.
Yeah.
As
and
well.
I appreciate that there's no raisins in there. Why would somebody ruin a perfectly good cinnamon muffin with a raisin?
I don't know.
Or a cinnamon roll.
Yeah. Or oatmeal raisin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody
know.
Needs that.